in this week's Crystal Heart Connection. My topic is something that I've been seeing within myself and within the collective. And of course, we've been always seeing this. It's moving out of illusion into reality. And this is really ultimately the process that we're in this evolutionary stage of life. And that's what the awakening journey truly is. All of your healing journey and everything that everybody is experiencing on planet Earth right now is just a movement into truth, waking up from what you think is reality into what is actually real, and coming into that present moment experience of being in reality. And of course, especially in America, our culture is really built on illusion. This illusion of something outside of yourself that's going to bring you joy, happiness, that's going to create this deep fulfillment, right? We see this with like all of our movies and like the Disney characters when we're growing up, and that there's some sort of romance that's going to come and save you. Of course, also our children, the Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus. We literally participate in creating these illusions on the regular, especially if you've raised children. I'm sure you've been confronted with that. Do I keep this illusion going, or do I just let them live in the reality of what it means to be a human on planet Earth? So there's so many things that are coming to the surface. All these rules that we thought if we followed that we would be given this opportunity, whether it's through college or this chance at redemption that religion offers us. It's really coming through in every area of life. And we're waking up to this collective illusion / delusion in our public education system, in the medical world. We have to realize that we've been disconnected from who we are and what is real. And that's not an easy process to go through individually and collectively. So really, what are the truths? The truth is that we're all connected and we're created from one source energy. And we're all different expressions of that one source. And when we reconnect to that within ourselves, we realize we have the ability to create. We have the ability to heal ourselves. We can thrive when we're connected to our true essence. And also, we're connected to the universe, the cosmos. We're connected into nature. That's what's real. That's what's real about us. And this disconnection that has been within our society and our cultural norms and just taught to us and passed to us through the traumas of our ancestors is this disconnection from spirit. It's always creating lack. It's always creating this need for something outside of ourselves to fix it. And it's disconnected us from true joy and a sustainable, an infinite well of creative energy and joy. And it's traded it with this fleeting happiness. If you look at like the neurochemicals of like how a human works, like the dopamine hits. And so many more people are talking about this, but we've lost completely what that essence of true joy is. And we are in this constant chase, or we're revamping this constant chase for fleeting happiness. So this is our evolution, and it requires waking up to illusion. And we have to reprioritize and focus our creations towards the reality of where we are in this world and what is true. And what are the problems with this? And what makes this so absolutely insanely hard for all of us at the current moment is the challenges that we face are, how are we going to make money? And how am I going to, manage my health of my body? We've lost so much. We've been so disconnected in our culture, so we don't actually know how to even do it anymore. I mean, we really need to understand, how can I support my family and my children and really make the connections in a community and live together, like living in unity? What's that mean? We have like no idea. We've gotten so far away from it. So what we do, instead of really asking ourselves those difficult questions and kind of facing our fear around it, is we keep creating in the illusion or in the delusion. And, you know, this is the timeline that's required for our future planetary experience. And this is really what I've been tuning into so much more, and I'm sure many of you have too, in 2025. There's this collapse happening of illusion, and that's what is causing so much conflict. And for a period of time, we were able to sort of still create in like, okay, I'm still going to use the medical field for this, this, and that. And of course, I think there is a bit of just exploration of how much of that timeline is truly collapsing, right? But, you know, you can't be in denial of the truth that you know inside of your heart. And you might have to start getting a little bit more uncomfortable to step into those reality timelines. And ultimately, it's not easy. It's not easy to create in reality at the current moment. It's not comfortable for you to raise your children with the reality that Santa Claus isn't real. And I'm just using this as like this tiny little, you know, example of what we're faced with on a daily basis, of how you manage yourself, your relationships with your family, your community. But it's going to begin to get, this is what I feel, is so much more uncomfortable if we don't start building those new foundations and those new ways of being on planet Earth. And this is what you might feel, a lot of us have been feeling, like this sense of urgency or this sense of like something's coming. And it's not necessarily that something's coming. To me, it's that something's collapsing. And it's going to get more uncomfortable in the land of separation timeline. I will, like, those timelines that you create that are in separation from nature, the cosmos, and, you know, your own spiritual essence, the ways that you sort of operate in fear still, that's going to get harder. You have to really begin to turn inward, the impulse. It's like a natural impulse to, you know, evolve. It's not hard. There's a lot of creative energy, especially as we approach this summer solstice, you know, experience is where the creative juices are expressing. And it's time to use that energy and harness that energy in order to create those things that you kind of have known in the back of your mind that you need to step into. And, you know, now is that time to really begin to be brave enough to follow that impulse, and having a willingness to just get a little uncomfortable and to see, you know, for real, the things that are no longer sustainable happiness. And I'll use the word joy, but because we think that's what it is. And it's not. It's like if there's like a fleeting happiness, like you need something outside of yourself to be a certain way for you to be happy. Those are the collapsing timelines. Those are the separation timelines in your life. So here's a few questions that I ask myself a lot, and you could contemplate within your own journey. How much am I creating in a separation timeline? How much energy and creativeness am I contributing to something that you absolutely know is about to collapse anyway? You know that it is in a timeline where it's not sustainable. It's a finite energy. And then, of course, how many steps are you taking towards a unity timeline? And of course, as you know, unity timeline is this, again, completely dark hole. You don't know what you're stepping towards, but internally you feel this calling you want to ignore it. You want to kind of push it down sometimes because the fear can be triggered along with it. The anxiety, the complete unknown that creating in unity and creating in this new way that the planet needs is, or that the planet is not needing, the planet is requiring this new way. So how much are you taking steps that might feel a little bit uncomfortable, but as you step on that unity timeline, you begin to see that it's coming together and your life is coming together in a new way. There's so much support for you right now to begin doing that and facing your fears and kind of being in that bravery moment that we are in right now. And then really kind of contemplating, how much are you striving, and being honest, how much are you striving for achievement? Are you creating for safety? Is there a materialistic motivation? Is there a, I need to belong, I need to be something, I need to have this identity, I can't let go of that identity? Or even sexual desires, like that can be a huge driver forward towards separation. And of course, it's not that you need to not have material items or, you know, this experience of belonging, but it's when those factors are driving your outward expressions or your need, what you'll feel is, oh, I achieved something. I reached success. I hit the top of the mountain, if you will. And it's a moment of happiness, but again, it's a fleeting happiness. And that happiness is not sustainable because your activities and your creations and your relationships are all coming from that deeper fear and that deeper wound. So it's not that we're not going to have all of the things that we have, but we have to really truly look inside to know and be honest with, where is it coming from? You know, really, unity requires a healing of these lower desires. The me, mine, us has to go. And so what activities are you doing that's like really taking you out of this heart coherence? You know, the relationships that you have, the work that you're doing, the food that we're eating. What is it that's taking you out of that feeling of being who you are inside, outside, that place where you can find within yourself, where you're just staying with yourself, you're being present with yourself. And again, this is absolutely no judgment. I'm in the process of figuring out how to create this type of life myself. We're doing this together. And it is a requirement at this point to continue to feel comfortable in the planetary experience. You don't have to choose this. And many people around you are likely not choosing this. But how are you choosing to step forward in this moment of transition? And there really, truly is so much transition coming. That's what you're feeling inside your bones. That's the impulse. And it's just requiring us to face the truth. It's requiring us to be a little disappointed and possibly grieve the separation timelines, because for some reason we cling to those. That's what we created as our safety. That's what we created as our feeling of joy. And as we release those timelines and as we release those experiences, even though we know that this is our better choice or this is a choice that's going to ultimately bring us more joy, it might not feel a level of comfort in the beginning as you learn a new way of being in the world. You might have that period of time where you have to, you know, really truly sink into who you are as you're letting go of who you were. And I know that for myself, sometimes I will stay in the illusion of what's happening because I'm not sure how to live another way. But that's what we're learning in this moment. That's what a soul journey is all about, is how to do it differently and make these transitions within ourselves for our future bloodlines, for our future planetary experience. So as you cross through this summer solstice energy, using that creative energy to truly ground a new pathway for yourself and ultimately the ones around you.